Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida Yards and Neighborhoods, Principle Number 4, Mulch. Mulch is an attractive way to help control weeds, retain soil moisture, and moderate soil temperatures. Organic mulches can also help improve your soil as they decompose. Many different materials can be used for mulch. Choose environmentally friendly mulch made from melaleuca, leaves, pine needles, or bark. Avoid using cypress mulch, which is often harvested from delicate wetlands. Let fallen leaves stay under your trees to create self-mulching areas. Cut down on mowing by replacing grass with mulch in areas that are shady or difficult to mow. Apply mulch once or twice a year to keep it 2 to 3 inches thick and pull it away from the base of your plants to avoid disease. Utilize mulch to provide that finishing touch in any landscape. For more information on Florida-friendly landscapes, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, repairing your lawn. Lawns can be damaged by insects, disease, drought, and overwatering. When there are dead areas in your lawn, it's easy to repair them yourself. Before doing anything, try to determine what killed these areas. Check your irrigation system for missed areas and look for other probable causes, like insect pests. To repair patches of turf, you'll need to use either plugs or sod. Plugging is the planting of 2 to 4 inch circular or block-shaped pieces of sod at 6 to 12 inch intervals. Plugs can be purchased from a garden center or cut from pieces of sod. To fill bare patches immediately, use sod. Keep your soil moist until the new patches of grass are firmly established and begin mowing as needed. Fertilize your new plugs or sod after they have a few weeks to get established. For more information on lawns, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, controlling weeds in landscape beds. A weed is nothing more than a plant out of place. Unfortunately, these unwanted plants are a pain in the neck, but there are several ways to deal with them. To keep your weed headaches to a minimum, check your landscape frequently and hand pull weeds as they come up. Never let weeds go to seed, or they will reappear in your beds next year. Mulch keeps weeds in check, too. You can use organic materials for mulch, such as bark, wood chips, leaves, or pine straw. You can also apply inorganic materials like gravel, pebbles, or woven ground cloth. Once your weeds are removed, you can use pre-emergent herbicides to prevent weed seeds from germinating. These products can be purchased at your local garden center and will need to be reapplied occasionally through the season. For more information on weed management, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Shasta daisies. Daisies are charming, friendly flowers, and the Shasta daisy is no exception. This perennial is easy to grow, and in the landscape works as a specimen plant or in mass plantings. Shasta daisies have a wildflower look and are a good choice for container gardens, cut flower plantings, and butterfly gardens. They also work great in homemade bouquets. Shasta daisy flowers are about 3 inches across and white with yellow centers. They bloom in early summer, and you can extend the blooming period by removing the old blooms. Shasta daisies do best in full sun, but can adapt to partial shade and prefer moist, well-drained soil. The daisies can grow up to several feet tall on their sturdy stems. Add Shasta daisies to your landscape for your own home meadow. For more information on perennials, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fleas and ticks. Fleas and ticks are obnoxious insects that can cause numerous diseases, not to mention plenty of discomfort. There are over 2,000 species of fleas in the world. In Florida, the most common species is the cat flea, which can feed on cats, dogs, and people. In most cases, fleas can be controlled by treating your pets, but sometimes it may be necessary to also treat the house and yard. The several kinds of ticks in Florida mainly bother dogs, and sometimes people too. If you notice ticks on your pets or yourself, remove them carefully and slowly. If you have a heavy tick infestation, treat your pets. If that fails to get rid of the problem, you'll need to treat your home and yard too. For more information on fleas and ticks, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.